USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Breaking news, a federal appeals court has halted President Biden's vaccine mandate for larger businesses, citing grave statutory and constitutional issues with the order. Texas officials are among petitioners who sued the Biden administration mandate in court Friday, appealing to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit in New Orleans. The court gave the U.S. government until 5 p.m. Monday to respond to the stay. President Biden announced on Saturday that families of illegal aliens who were separated at the border deserve monetary compensation.
If, in fact, because of the outrageous behavior of the last administration, you coming across the border, whether it was legal or illegal, and you lost your child, it's gone, you deserve some kind of compensation, no matter what the circumstance.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is, for vets, by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem said Thursday on Fox News that President Joe Biden doesn't have the authority to force people to get vaccinated against COVID-19 or risk losing their job, and he doesn't have the authority to compel weekly testing for COVID.
It is unconstitutional for him to come in and put these mandates in place. So whether it's mandating for a vaccine or for testing, this isn't his role. That specifically was left to the states and to people in protecting their personal freedoms and making sure that they have the opportunity to make the best decisions.
Republican governors are suing the Biden administration over the OSHA-issued emergency temporary standard Thursday, compelling private sector companies to mandate vaccines. Texans hit the polls earlier in the week to pass all 8 proposed amendments to the state constitution, including one that curtails the ability of government to restrict religious services, also during emergencies like pandemics, according to state authorities. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A concert in Texas turns deadly. Mike Fortier has more.
8 people dead in a mass casualty incident in Houston Friday night at the Astroworld Music Festival hosted by rapper Travis Scott. About 50,000 people in attendance at NRG Park. The tragedy unfolding during Scott's performance. Houston Fire Chief Samuel Pena.
The crowd began to compress towards the front of the stage. Okay, and that caused some panic, and it started causing some injuries. People began to fall out, become unconscious, and it created additional panic.
17 people taken to the hospital, one victim said to be 10 years old. Festival organizers canceled today's lineup.
Investigative reporter and attorney Technofog obtained CDC emails recently via a FOIA request that explain why they changed the definition of vaccine and vaccination on their government website. The simple answer is because the experimental vaccines did not work, and Americans were wising up to this fact. According to CDC emails, this was problematic, and people are using it to claim the COVID-19 vaccine is not a vaccine based on our own definition. So rather than reporting the truth to the American people, the CDC decided instead to change the meaning of the words vaccination and vaccines. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.